And let's do this! Ready?
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to yet again another episode of Sci-Fi Party Line. It's not another day, it's the same day, but Sydney and I are recording at a later time because she needed to go touch her no-no place because she was raised by the Minotaur. So, now, are you kidding me? And today's episode, we'll be discussing The Walking Dead and Gravity. After coming off hot and heavy with American Horror Story, we're going to go right into more horror, and that is with The Walking Dead. It's a new season. What's this, fourth season?
This is the fourth season. Yay!
Yeah, and it was kind of... Well, kind of unremarkable, but character building at the same time. So we ended last season kind of with the whimper because, well, you know, we got to see Andrea die, which, oh, thank God, you know, get her out of here. We're sick of her crap. But we didn't get to see the governor die. And
no.
He skulked off, and we really still haven't addressed him two episodes in.
I don't know. Something's going on, and I think it has to do with the governor in the first two episodes.
Okay, pray tell.
Okay, well, in the first episode, we have somebody who is obviously trying to sabotage the prison.
How?
And we have an anonymous person. It's a first-person view, so we don't see who the person is. Feeding rats. To different parts of the fence to the zombies, or at different parts of the fence to the zombies, trying to make the fence give under the weight. So someone is physically feeding rats to these guys, trying to get the safety of the fence, trying to eliminate that.
I don't think that's the governor. I have a thought as to who that may be.
Okay. And the other thing is, well, at least in the first episode, 30 Days Without an Accident, kind of get an idea that the water has been poisoned somehow. Of course, we find out later that it's probably a flu strain in the next infected episode. But at least at that point, I thought, that's interesting. That sounds like a terrorist attack, kind of like something creepy and weird that the governor would do. Finally, at the end of Infected, that weirdness that I'm going to have to get your clarification on, because I'm not quite sure what I saw at the end of Infected, when Tyrese happens upon his lady friend's blood trail.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all, the people are like burned, like Uncle Owen and Aunt LaRue.
No!
Or Maru, or what's her name?
Dude.
Anyway. So I'm thinking that somebody is either working for the governor, or somebody is a crazy... Oh, it's the girl, isn't it? It's the girl.
No. It's the new black guy.
Really? You think it's him?
Yes. Because his character always plays creepy characters, and he's skulking around, side-eyeing everything. We first saw him, we don't completely trust him, because when we went out on the run in 30 Days Without an Incident, he just had this look about him like he was up to no good. And I think he's an agent for the governor. Either that, or he's just playing crazy. You know, he's just, you know, bottom line, insane. So I think, and I don't know his name, and I know it's like, if I was not a black person, it'd be really super rude to call him the black guy, but I don't know his name just yet.
The army medic guy.
Yeah, who we thought was gonna, he got under the I guess shelf of alcohol, and
Oh yeah.
he didn't take like one bottle of wine. Like, really, what's that gonna hurt? Take the wine, and instead abused alcohol by having the shelf fall on him, and now nobody gets alcohol. Rude. That's why this guy, I know he's up to no good, because alcohol is a food group, and in a zombie apocalypse, you're gonna need some wine. So I'm upset with him.
Here's the thing. He's an army medic. He's probably self-medicated with alcohol, and he's trying to live on the straight and narrow. And so, I don't know. I think that he's just trying to find his place. He'll probably die pretty soon. In fact, I thought for sure he'd die infected. And
We didn't see him in Infected, did we?
no, he didn't. But the best part about Infected, that episode, is that so many of the random ass people from Woodbury got killed off without even having to care for them. Like, I'm so glad this wasn't another Lost where we had to sit through 4 or 5 weeks of more story development for people we don't care about, like the others, you know? Instead, some dude that we do not even care about got sick and, did his part in scaring the crap out of me when I saw that episode, which I, of course, was watching on the bus and c couldn't even make it through the first 3 minutes because I just knew that I was going to scream. Do it.
Stephanie is right. When she visited Ithaca, she cannot watch. She loves horror, but she can't watch it without letting out a scream. It's crazy. Like, woman? Really? Okay, so let's back up a little bit. So we have all the people from Woodbury, and they have, 30 days without incident. So they, have grown crops, they have pigs running around, everything, everybody is in a relationships. Michonne is smiling and
She's
stuff.
getting comics. She's
Yeah,
getting
comic books
comics.
for Carl, and it is just
Aww.
super weird. It's like a happy place. It's like Woodbury before Woodbury was crazy. And like everything was going as planned. They had a schedule. What's her face had a new boyfriend who died, and at the end of the show,
Wow,
Beth.
her reaction was amazing, actually.
Really?
She's
She
like,
was.
yeah, I don't cry anymore. Whatever. He died. Okay,
Yeah,
moving
I'm glad I
on.
got to know him. It was great while it lasted, but I'm just not gonna cry anymore. That's like the worst. That's like you've been dating for a while and a guy just dumps you and you're just like, oh, I'm glad we had our time together. That's great. I'm just not gonna be, worried about guys and stuff like that anymore. And it's just like, wow, what a way to be. Carl does not have the stupid hat on anymore. Thank God. I'm so glad
No.
he has this scruffy Beatles haircut, and
I
he looks kind of cute, and he's not walking around with a stupid gun. Rick isn't crazy
Yet.
anymore, but he's gun shy, literally.
Well, he's working the land, and he's kind of at that point, like if this were an episode of Survivor, he's kind of at that point where he realizes as the leader you have a target on your back and you're gonna get voted off the island. So he's decided that he's gonna, become useful and be the cook or the not the cook, the farmer rather. This is
So you watch Survivor.
I have watched some seasons of Survivor. Yes, I will not claim to
Never
have watched all of
understood
them.
that show. But anyway,
Dude,
though,
whatever.
yeah, I
Rick
just
is the leader, but he doesn't want to be the leader. He's the on what is it? The tragic hero or whatever where he
Yeah, Rick. So, but another crazy thing happens that was just really kind of a weird departure in the episode was that he goes off to hunt or check the woods or the forest and runs into a crazy French lady, sort of like kind of on Lost when they ran into crazy French lady. And they just go on this weird, bizarre
Wait, she
journey.
wasn't French. Wasn't she Irish?
Dude, I don't know, whatever. And so,
Okay.
racist. I'm sorry, French and Irish people. And I guess I apologize to myself because I have. Anyway, I could not place her accent, but in my memory, it was French and it reminded me of the French lady on Lost. So, because they were just kind of weird, couldn't really understand them, digging myself further into a hole,
No,
just
she
gonna.
had, listen, she didn't have a French accent or an Irish accent. What she had was crazy lady accent. So I can feel it. I got it.
Okay, thank you for that save, Nini. Thank
You're welcome. You needed
So
it.
embarrassing. Don't tweet me, please. so they went off on this random journey. He gave her, he's like, I gotta ask you and your husband some questions. And she's just trying to get a deer for him. And I'm like, well, why are you getting a dead, infected looking deer for your husband who's back at the camp? That's bizarre when you want something a little fresh. And then he like gave her a breakfast burrito or something that was in his pocket. And she's like, thank
That
you.
she didn't eat. Like, if she was starving, I would have been like eating that shit, but she didn't.
I'm just, whatever. Something's amiss with Miss Lady. And then we go
Yeah.
back to her camp and
Well, let me just say, first of all, why is Rick even trusting her? She looks like she shops at the same place the girl from The Ring shops at. Like, literally has the exact same clothes on and the exact same raggedy ass hair. And Rick's like, oh, I'm just gonna follow your shit. I'm like, what? Okay. And that's why I'm sitting on the bus going, I can't even. Sorry.
Such a boring departure with like very little payoff. And they go to this place, to her little house or whatever. And Rick's like, she's like, there's my husband. And Rick doesn't see crap all. And she's like talking to the air. And I couldn't really tell.
I thought she was talking the air too, and then I saw the bag.
Right. Okay, so I was just gonna ask you now, was that him chopped up in the bags that she was trying to feed or invisible husband?
She was carrying around his head in the bag. Presumably his head, because she's trying to feed him, so like it can't be his leg or something.
Or maybe his head and torso, because it was kind of a big bag, or
Oh,
was it?
yeah, but it certainly wasn't a man-sized bag. It was like a body part-sized bag, that's for sure.
And so,
Because I'm the expert on man-sized bags.
well, on American Horror Story, we saw men crumpled up in the sizes of their bodies. So I think you are a good judge of body part bagagery.
I think I, wow, I'm gonna major in that. If I ever go back to school, it's gonna be body part baggery. Yeah, so then Rick, like, did you notice that how when she, like, kills herself and all this stuff, I'm going, now where's that burrito? Rick should totally take that burrito back. And then he does, and he walks off.
I did not notice that, but I just felt like, she was only there to torture Rick further because she was just like, the things that I had to do, you don't come back from that. And then she kills herself. And does he like shoot her so she wasn't come back as a zombie or what?
No, he didn't. He just left her there. And you know how Rick would normally like either bury him or do something, but he's like, oh yeah, I'm done with you. And he walks off.
Walks off. I'm done with this. And then he walks. So, and then he's tortured because he's talking with Herschel about, she said, you don't come back from that. And I've done so many things. He was all depressed and stuff. And I'm like, really, Rick?
He
Why are we
takes.
watching this in the premiere, number one? Why is this happening to us? And why do we need this?
Well, you know how they like to have overarching themes. They kind of the writers kind of like to play on themes with every season, kind of. And Rick is the I wear my emotions on my sleeve guy, so he's a pretty easy indicator of what the theme is going to be for this particular season, and I have a feeling it's going to be people making decisions that are in the gray area, and whether or not you can live with that, or whether or not you deteriorate as a person and might as well already be dead. I just have a feeling because Carol is starting to do her thing as well. Like, in the first episode, when she's all, "Let's have story time," and then here's how to do knives. You know, like
Like,
he's talking
but
about.
honestly, why aren't they doing that? Why are they leaving the kids helpless? This is the zombie apocalypse. I want my kids to know how to stab a zombie. Period.
Well,
I'm sorry.
true. I mean, of course, so she feels that she's in the right and she feels righteous. She wants to do this for the good of the group. But if it felt completely right, then she would have been honest with the parents about it. Instead, it's a big secret. So she knows in her heart that it may be the right thing to do, but it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing to do, and it certainly wasn't the right thing to do back in their old world. So.
I don't really see why she would, why it's a whole uncomfortable thing. Like, that would be zombie 101 for me and my kids. Let's learn how to knife a fucking zombie. I mean, no,
Right,
that's not
but
gonna happen.
Rick won't even let his kid have a gun.
Well, Carl went crazy and shot a helpless guy last
Yeah,
season.
that could have been these new batch of kids too. If you go too far down that path, then you could turn into crazy ass Carl.
Okay. Well, I guess. But it
I'm
is,
I
I mean, they had grown up in a zombie apocalypse. You can't, I mean, it's not exactly safe for them. So there has to be a different
paradigm.
mindset. Yeah, apparent, thank you. And it just really has to be different. So they can't, think that anything is safe, and they have to educate the kids according to what their society is, and it's a zombie apocalypse. So they have to know how to shoot, they have to know how to stab, and then they have to know how to survive. And they also need to know how to come back from that. And they need a
I have to agree. I mean, I think that you're right. However, we have seen the children that we know from seasons two and on. We've seen them make really sad decisions for themselves because they understand that they are no longer living in a safe world. So we were just talking about how Beth no longer cries for people that she gets close to. So she's accepted that this is her new world and.
Yeah, but like I said about the chick who's dating who gets dumped all the time, it's almost the same thing where if you get dumped too many times, she's gonna be like, "Oh, I just don't care anymore," and blah blah blah. I mean, and that's not even a zombie apocalypse, that's just a dating apocalypse. So, that type of
Well,
attitude can arise at any point. I'm not sure what my point was, but
okay. So there's valid points on both sides of this argument, and I think that's where the writers are trying to take us as viewers. They're trying to take us to the gray area where nothing is completely right and nothing is
yeah.
completely wrong, and they're trying to take the characters on the same kind of journey. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Another thing I didn't there was no mention of crap. Carol's daughter, Sophia.
Oh, Sophia, yeah.
And I thought it would have been a really great time for when she was talking to those two girls, for her to kind of bring up Sophia and why perhaps she thinks that these kids should learn how to protect themselves, because maybe Sophia did not have those skills because, Carol was a different person initially. She was kind of a whiny person, and now she's strong. And so maybe she
Right.
wants to give the gift to these girls that her daughter never had. And I think it was a missed opportunity for them to bond and for Carol to get two new d daughters because these her parents that the parents of those daughters are dead.
So that's an interesting situation. And I think I'm going to I think I'm going to reveal what I was going, "Oh, it's the girl," earlier on in our conversation. I think I'm going to say, put out my theory now as to
Okay.
who the person is that is sabotaging. When Carol is talking to the kids after their dad died, and after I guess it's Lizzie Samuels, after the older girl couldn't kill her dad, couldn't knife him, and Carol's like, "Yeah, you folded under pressure, and you're gonna need to, nut up, bitch." And like she's just telling this kid, like, she said to this poor child who like lost the nerve to knife her dad in the brain. Well, anyway, then we find out that she's not upset about her dad dying. She's upset about them killing Nick, the zombie that had the name tag on his shirt. Do you remember that? So I think it dawned on me that when we were talking earlier that there might be a saboteur. I think it actually might be maybe a red herring. Maybe it sounds to me like if she thought of Nick as anything, it might have been as a pet, and she may have been the one feeding rats to Nick.
I can
And
see
then
that.
perhaps, unknowingly or unwittingly, causing so many zombies to pile up there. And causing the fence to weaken. So there may not be a saboteur there. There may just be a kid who's, crazy.
There is a saboteur. I don't know if somebody's sabotaging the water supply, but there's several things in secret that's happening because I don't think that the rats, the water, and the burned bodies are all the same person.
No, the burned bodies, I'm sure that that's either a saboteur or somebody who has like zero sense of decency. Like I guess you could make that mistake in the name of being safe, but I just don't see any of the characters that we know on Walking Dead doing that to
I
any
can't
of the
either because
bodies.
those people were in quarantine. So I don't see what their threat was, especially since no one had a way to test each one to know for sure if they were, quote, infected. And I mean, Christ, all they need is to do an antibiotic run and the whole place is fine. And I know this is easier said than done, but it can be done.
Well, if it's viral, antibiotics aren't going to work. So even if they
Really?
die, yeah.
Then how do people, why do you get antibiotics for the flu?
Because you have stupid people who don't understand the difference between a bacterial infection and a viral infection.
Well, that's me.
There's antiviral medications, but still, when you have a flu vaccine, it's not antibiotics. Anyway, if they sensed it was the flu, then all they would have to do is quarantine them and lock them up. And if they did turn, they weren't a threat to anyone. But to me, and this is why I'm not sure of what I saw at the end of the episode. It looked to me like somebody assaulted them in their sleep and killed them in their beds and then dragged them out. That's
Oh,
what it
yes,
looked like
because there
to
was a
me.
blood trail.
Yeah, and there was a blood spot on the bed. I thought perhaps she was coughing blood because, it is a possibility. The other guy who locked himself in his cell and was sleepwalking or whatever, he choked on his own blood, so it could be sputum, but we don't know that for sure. In I think that maybe if there was just blood on the pillow, perhaps, but there was like all of this blood in the cell, and it made it kind of seem like somebody killed those people and then dragged them out and then burned them.
So do you think now, because we saw lover boy Tyrese and his girlfriend and the singing and the whatnot, that now we're going to see this quote badass
Badass.
Tyrese that we've been hearing about? Because so far, not seeing it.
I do feel that this is probably the turning point for him, the catalyst for kind of an arc of badassery. However, it always harkens back to, they kept saying that the governor started off as a good guy, and it harkens back to people's choices and whether or not you can come back from them. So, I don't remember nerd Poindexter guy who was killed by the governor, but who knew him before the apocalypse or whatever, and he's like, you were a completely different person, and that's when I was following you. Well, so perhaps this is the catalyst for Tyrese. This bad thing happened to him, and now he just doesn't care, and now he gets to be a badass. Will they then set him on this story arc where he has to determine whether or not he can come back from that and be a good person, or if he's going to be lost to his choices? And I think it's going to be the same for Rick as well. That's just my
Okay. Yeah.
prediction.
Yeah. I hope so, because I people are excited about him and what he's doing, and people were excited about Michonne, and yeah, she could slice a zombie head off with a sword, and that's pretty badass, but other than that, I'm underwhelmed. So
Oh,
I
but I loved the development. So this infected one where what's her name? Ruth, the little kid, the baby, little ass kicker. When Beth is trying to calm her down, and she's crying, and the baby's crying, and then that triggers something in Michonne, and it was a pretty heavy-handed hint that Michonne lost an infant, like that she lost a kid.
So, am I callous if I say I don't care about that?
I kind of do, though. I mean, because if her character can't develop, I mean, the thing is, if you only have a one-sided, like no dynamic, like a static character that's just got one note and that's all they hit, badass, kind of hard ass person, then it kind of gets boring. I mean, especially if they're a character that is now on the cast of the show. I mean, they need to be more interesting than just kicking ass and taking
Yeah,
names. So
right. Because she'll
probably
become
going
T
for.
Dog. I mean, it's cool, but it was like too much all at once. I mean, because the first season, we didn't get much of anything from her. She was just like stoic, and I see that she's developing, but like she developed and covered all at once. Number one, she's smiling and laughing and making jokes. Her
More
posture
than
is
one
even.
face.
Right. And her posture's even different. She's a little looser. And I think, that's really cool, but it was a little jarring. And she comes back. She really rarely makes mistakes. And she like falls and breaks her ankle like a blonde in a horror movie. And it was just like, what the hell is this? And not only that, she breaks her. She's gotten hurt before, but this time she falls like a blonde, which is really disappointing. She has to be helped by
No
Carl, and
offense to
then,
blonde people.
well, like a stereotypical stupid blonde, not like actual blondes who are not stupid, but they know what I mean. And so, thank you, blonde sisters. And so. She comes in, and not only do we get her showing a little bit of weakness there, we also get her holding a baby crying and all this other type of stuff. And it's just like, it's a lot all at once, and it's good, but I was just kind of taken aback by her, just thrown off, a little uncomfortable with that much emotion from Michonne all at once.
Yeah, I can see that. For me, I got a slightly different impression. So you know that in season three, two of my favorite episodes had to do with massive developments in Michonne's character and in Merle's character,
Oh,
and
yeah.
We learned a lot from her. We learned a lot about her in, just a few scenes. And so that kind of moved us toward accepting her as part of the group. And then, here we are in season four, and they've developed a colony for themselves. However, Michonne comes and goes as she pleases, and she clearly is hunting for the governor. And she clearly cares about these people, but at the same time, her survival instinct is kind of like, I can't get too close to you people because I have my own mission. And so I feel like perhaps for Michonne, the importance of her, like getting the comic books for Carl, and the importance of her kind of trying to eliminate that threat of the governor for these people and for herself, for her vengeful self or whatever. The importance of her getting distracted by obvious danger in the blocks, and then kind of because she obviously has grown to care about these people, she was caught off guard and fell, and that's a weakness. That's an obvious weakness, and you can tell that she kept beating herself up about that. Like, I've shown weakness now, and it almost killed me. And I think that that was an important step in her character this go round. And then I loved the fact that she is complaining about this crying baby, and it's obvious that she cares about the baby because she physically walked back when Glenn and Maggie were kidnapped. She walked the baby formula back without even knowing the people or the baby.
Oh, yes, Stephanie.
Yeah, so when she is annoyed at this child's crying, it could be because she had a kid. Or it could be that she's kind of cursing herself for caring about these people instead of just looking out after her own. And that could be because one,
Andrea.
she lost a kid, or two, because she got so close to Andrea and look what that got her.
Yeah. Okay, very good, Stephanie. Very good. That's a really great way of looking at it. I had forgotten about all of the later development we got with Michonne later in the season, last season. And I guess it didn't take because it was so new, and to now see her this way, I guess was a little jarring for me. I'm not
Yeah,
surprised.
it's
But
obvious that she's fighting it. I
yeah,
mean, so
yeah.
that's probably why it's so jarring, because she desperately wants to be the survivalist badass, but she obviously is starting to care about these people too. And then it just brought it home when she was caught off guard and fell and broke something and almost got killed by zombies.
Well, I think because I'm still waiting on this badassery to show up, that to see her showing some weakness and some personality is like, that's the wrong direction to go. I thought we she's supposed to be badass. What is happening? Why am I not seeing this excitement that everybody had when she was first introduced? I'm still not seeing it. And the same with Tyrese. So, I mean, I guess my expectations are not what they should be, and I'm expecting something wrong, and perhaps I might need to just read the comic books to actually see what they mean by badass, because I guess there's a different definition in there. So
Well, here's the thing. I have to side with the writers of the show on this one. First of all, you don't want it to completely follow the comic books. And second of all, you're not dealing with, an issue that is a finite amount of pages or whatever. You're dealing with an entire season where you have to, one, you have to keep people interested, and two, you have to keep people invested in these characters. And so if they're one-dimensional, chances are you're going to be like, yeah, I think I want them to die. I mean, everybody hated Andrea, but at least she went somewhere with her character. At least she developed. And just because we hated her at the end doesn't mean that it was less successful than if she were just a one-dimensional badass that died and with, not much more than a whimper, Sorry.
Yeah, let me grunt at you because I don't have anything better to say. Sorry. So, Glaggy is having a pregnancy square, a scare rather, sorry.
And square.
Yeah. And there's no pregnancy. Glenn is happy. Maggie wants a kid. And then they have a discussion about Rick and what's the wife's name? I forgot already because she died. But anyway,
Lori.
Lori, yeah. But that was kind of cute. I'm glad they didn't dwell on it. So, what else happened? Beside everyone, like them just killing off all these random people. And we know that when we see a stranger now, they're the red shirts. And it feels, I just don't like when they just had all these random people. I, unlike you, Stephanie, kind of liked when the others came in because we get super bored with the other characters and it just feels like they're keeping them on because they're the characters. And these other people, we never got to know them and they just randomly got killed off. I would prefer it if they were just random people, in the background doing their things. We still have some. Was we got the kids, we got a few people who survived, but they didn't all have to die that way, man. That I mean, we could have used them.
I loved that though. I love that there's this threat. There's yet another threat that's out of their control. And it's even though they merge together as one group, there's still that element of cliquism or cliquishness, the older group versus the Woodbury group. And now that it makes it even more evident because there are some people quarantined and there are some people not quarantined. And I imagine that the wedge is going to be driven even further once Tyrese comes over to everybody and explodes and accuses somebody of doing this, which, he should rightly be upset, and they should be worried about somebody who's infiltrated or somebody who is a threat to the group. But I have
He's
a
totally in the right, though. I mean,
No, he is in the right.
he should
Absolutely.
totally go CSI first and make sure he knows for sure who did it. And I wouldn't feel sorry for that person, even if that person was Rick, because burning somebody's woman, that's not cool.
It isn't cool, and I don't know who it could be. Obviously, we can count out the
I told you who
children.
it was.
Yeah.
Thank you for brushing off my theory.
No. I think you're right that it could very well be him because they're trying to. It's by the way, his name is Bob.
It is because I was like, that can't be his name. I was looking at that, and I guess it is. Okay.
So Bob, which he's obviously the bad guy because Bob is such a lame name, but I'm sorry, Bobs. Sorry, blondes, Bobs, French people, Irish people. Anyway, you're probably right. It probably is him.
He has a
But
name. He has a name. Not many of the other people have names.
he, on the other hand, is not from Woodbury. He remember they said
But
that
he
they
could have
just
met
found
him on the way. Like, where is he from? He's a soldier.
That's interesting to me. So like they took the time to say that they just found Bob a week earlier or whatever. And that Bob wanted to do his part and he could have met up with the governor at that point, prior to that point. So he is a prime candidate for being the infiltrator. But are they going to blame Bob? I have a feeling that Tyrese is going to get it in his head that it's somebody from Woodbury. I don't know. I don't know. That one I'm not so sure on. I think
But like,
that
who else then could it be? Like, let's go down. Like, who else? We don't think it's Daryl. We don't think it's Glenn. We don't think it's Herschel. We don't think it's.
I don't think it's anybody from the original group.
Well, then.
It's gotta be somebody from Woodbury, or it's Bob. And it looks like it's looking more and more like it's Bob.
Bob might be too easy. Maybe it is some random Woodbury person without a name that we don't know just yet. It could be that.
Or maybe the governor is in the prison, staying somewhere in the prison and just hiding from these people and doing this. I mean, that's always a
That's
possibility.
a yeah, that is a possibility. And it's good. It's a good theory. I like it.
However, if somebody is actually poisoning the water and it is bacterial, Bob would then be another like prime candidate because he's an army medic. So he might have decided to, sabotage and blame it on something naturally occurring like this.
Yeah, because
It's
we don't know
interesting.
what war he was in and what he had to do. And burned bodies looks like something military. I mean, that looks like military, CDC, something, something.
I just keep going back, and it could very well just be like a misdirect from the show.
Yeah.
But I just keep going back to the end of 30 Days Without an Incident or whatever, where the kid, let me just look and see who he is. Vincent, Patrick. Patrick, the kid who started this whole thing. He was getting water from the bathroom. He was sick. He was getting water. They lingered there at the water. And then he went to the shower and he's bleeding from his eyes and stuff. And he's under the water. And then they show the shower nozzle. And that's like one of the last things that we see. So I don't know. I'm not yet quite ready to, dismiss that it could be an infiltrator that did that as a sabotage move, and it's not something natural that's coming after them.
Yeah,
We'll
it's a
see.
yeah, because it was just two episodes in, and we just really there's a lot of mystery. There's a lot of building. There's not too much. Well, I mean, I think zombies falling through a ceiling was a lot of action. That was a lot of action, but
That was awesome.
that was
That
horrifying.
was so cool. I
Zombies
loved that.
and a helicopter falling through a
It's
ceiling.
rain. It started raining
Yes.
zombies.
It's raining
And
zombies. Hallelujah.
I know. And everything's happened so quickly, they don't even have time to stop and think why it might be raining zombies. Because everybody's just fighting for their lives and stuff, and then you're like, okay, something is causing the roof to give, and that happened. There was a big helicopter. That was so cool. I loved it.
Yeah, that was good.
Loved
That
it.
was good. And when the fence was about to give, I think they were really too laid back about the fence initially. And it was like, oh, that's kind of giving out. We should do more runs. And oh, we'll just get to it. It's no big deal. They're just walkers. Like they were little bunnies or something getting in. I don't understand why they waited until the last minute to take the.
I don't even know. It was so dumb. Like, there were like six or seven people out there. Just like one person was doing the dishes, one person was telling jokes. There's like somebody else like getting some sleep. I'm like, that's falling down.
Totally slack on that. I mean, I guess because it's been 30 days, they got like 30 days does not make you lazy. And I would be out there. I mean, they only put five people on zombie stab patrol. Yeah. And then they start to come down, and Rick looks over at the poor little pen of pigs and takes a few of them and was slitting them
No,
open
he
and using
slaughtered
them.
all of them. That was so heartbreaking.
Oh, he did take all of them?
He slaughtered all of them because at the end of the episode, when he gave Carl back the gun, he's burning the pen.
Oh, because they thought
Yeah.
the pigs were infected because one of
Well,
them was
because
sick.
one of them was, but one of them could have had the same, sabotaged water. I don't know. It's just a theory. It could have very well just been a flu.
Well, I mean, either way, I mean, you're not wrong about how important they made the water in the shot. So it's not something to dismiss, but at the same time, I think, it's kind of interesting that they're being taken out by something so simple as the flu, which we have shots and stuff for now, but they just don't have anything like that to help with in this
Right.
apocalypse. So.
Right. I just thought that that was so heartbreaking that Rick had to do that because it was obvious that he had poured his heart and soul into being Farmer Rick, and the fact that he sacrificed his hard work for the good of the people yet again, and he's basically killing these things after at the beginning of the episode, admonishing Carl for naming one of the pigs Violet. And then here he is having to destroy what he had worked so hard to create.
And like, where did he get those pigs? Because they were kind of young. It feels like they had found them someplace and they were raising them and stuff like that. They were going to give it. Like, I would kind of like, can we get some chicken and a cow or something? Because, I'm not really fond of, I mean, I'd eat it pork, but.
Yeah, it sucks to be Jewish in that place. Now, they may have chickens on the other side. We don't know. I mean, I didn't know they had pigs until the fourth season, so whatever.
Okay.
They could have chicken on the other side.
Well, I'm glad they
Anyway.
had the pigs because, like, were they going to take a corn on the cob and, like, slice that and get the zombies to come?
Oh, that's right. That's right. They don't just have pigs because remember, Daryl's a rock star, and I just wanted to thank you for bringing back that deer. And
Oh, yeah, deer meat.
yeah,
Okay.
okay. So it doesn't suck to be Jewish there quite, but I don't know. I would be jealous if other people were having bacon and I could not have bacon.
Well, I don't know. Like, do they have a cutter to make bacon, or are they just eating slabs of pork?
It could be Canadian bacon.
Oh, where you just cut it up and it's in front. Okay. Okay.
The yummiest bacon
Wonder what
of
they
them
use for
all.
spicing. I mean, because like you can make soup,
Dude, that's
make
another thing about pork. You
pots.
don't even have to spice it up that much. It already has this awesome
Well,
flavor.
I don't really like to eat it because I don't really like the flavor. Because it tastes like really greasy to me, so I'm just really
My
curious to
God.
see if it's like used as
Wait a
an
minute.
ingredient. Oh.
Did you or did you not grow up in Texas? I just need to confirm
Not
that
at
you
this.
are not liking bacon at this moment. I'm gonna need to
It's
know
not
that.
my favorite thing. I don't like steak either, so
Are you kidding me?
don't
Did
like
you?
the way
Okay.
it tastes.
Oh my God. I'm so glad that you're saying that in New York and that you're not within earshot of some rancher. Oh my God. Okay.
I like them if they're ingredients in a dish, but not the meat itself, just plain without
Oh,
stuff.
I'm so the opposite of that. I like my meat.
Okay, we're
Please,
talking about a TV show.
please, please don't put that as the quote. Because you love to quote crap for me that's so out of context.
Is
You're gonna be
one
like,
on the quote.
I like my meat.
I
You suck. You suck.
always have to give the best quotes. Anyway.
Out of context, people. All
Ain't
right, back to the show. Rude.
I think when the governor returns, it's going to be anticlimactic.
He's so creepy. Like, I don't know. You may be right, but
I'm just tired of him. Like, he didn't really, I mean, he's, I don't know.
I'm not tired of him. I kind of want him to come back. I want him to challenge
A
these people.
terrible bad guy. Like, he didn't just want to see his pasty white butt again.
Okay, he doesn't
Don't
have
think
anything to
people
sleep
who
with.
have pasty white butts, because
That
mine
would be
get a
me,
little.
and I take offense. Now, I think that now that he doesn't have somebody to sleep with, we won't be seeing his butt.
Then what is he for? Because he has no eye. We're not going to see his butt. I mean,
Listen, he is vengeful. He makes very
Trump. Trump.
questionable decisions, and he feels betrayed, and he wants Rick and his crew to perish. So he's a very good candidate for being a bad
I
guy.
understand that, but he could have like had a moment to think and all this, and just kind of let it go. I think he should be the let it go type of guy and move to five, find something else to do that occupies his time. I mean,
I think that he's the type of guy who has made questionable decisions and cannot come back from it. And since I am banking on the writers feeling clever and doing a theme like that, I think that the governor will return and he will be an example of someone who's too far gone. That's my prediction. Anybody
Well,
else? Who else?
I really want some government intervention or the US government to be doing something at this point, because I can't believe all of it's gone. I really enjoy CDC from first season, second season. Was that just second season? Whatever. I really enjoyed that, and I want something more. I know I heard that in the books there's not anything else like it, but I just want something else to shake up.
Well, okay, so did we determine that the helicopter we saw in season two, or was it season three?
Flying about, yeah. What it
Yeah.
crashed, it crashed.
Okay, so we determined that that was the same helicopter that crashed, and it was military people.
Oh, yes, the governor killed those guys off, right?
Yeah, so there are some, they were doing a sweep. So there's some form of military out there still. So we'll probably run into them at some point, depending on how long the show lasts.
Yeah, I think it still has a couple of seasons in it because it's not boring. But I think they should s just kind of, because this is feeling so sort of like the farm season.
It's only two
I
episodes
know,
in.
but I need for them to step it up. I need for them to make it really more exciting. I know it's good, but you just can't. Just can't, because like we don't. I need a fantastic whale zombie again. I think the zombies raining from the ceiling, that was really good, but I want something more. I need,
Okay,
give me more.
I think that you are having a little bit of American Horror Story afterglow because when you think about it, the number of zombies that got it to the head and through the eyeball in the last episode, and the falling zombies in the episode prior, like, those are really cool things. And then also the fact that a whole swath of people just got killed because of some either a flu virus or some other thing.
Boring.
All these people just died. How is that boring? And then all these zombies. I think you just want some.
Me.
No, I think you just need some no-no places touched. I think that's your problem. You have
I
horror
just stop
story.
talking. Stop talking right now, because I don't know who you are at the moment.
You're just like, oh, this is exciting, but I mean, how many Minotaur sex scenes have we had?
Okay, whatever. I did, whatever. Let's talk about something else, because we've exhausted our conversation with Walking Dead. I'm done talking to you about it. Okay. So, Walking Dead, two episodes in, you didn't think we were going to have an exciting discussion, and that was kind of cool.
No, that's because
What?
It's because I just saw the latest episode of American Horror Story, and I am completely like traumatized after that.
Are you gonna watch it
No, I will not be watching that again.
No, I won't either. I might watch it some other time, but I don't want to see what happened in that episode.
Ever again. So that is why I was like, I don't know about The Walking Dead. I was really excited about The Walking Dead until this morning when I saw the monstrosities that happened on American Horror Story.
Oh my God, that was so traumatic. Like, I don't know. Yeah, so I think you're right that but I saw that Walking Dead after, I mean,
Oh,
before
did
I saw American Horror Story, and I felt the same way prior to that. So,
Really?
yeah.
See, but I didn't. I was like, what did I just see? Did Tyrese just see a murder scene and then go out and watch like charred flaming bodies? Like, did that just happen with flowers in his
Well,
hand?
I really disliked his girlfriend and I wanted her to die, and I was just so
Okay.
happy it happened really early. And so I was really pleased with that because I felt that I did not want to see
A Tyrese story.
yeah, I didn't want to see the Tyrese love Twilight Barry White type of Tyrese. I just didn't like it. I want to see the badass Tyrese that everybody's been talking about, and so far I haven't seen that. He's just been T-Dog 2.0, and I'm just not caring about
Dog 2.0.
it. And
Oh,
so he
that's
had this
sad.
chick, and I was just like, well, why do you like her? And
Well, I think part of that is we started after much time had passed, and their whole relationship happened during that time. I think that's the problem. Like, we weren't involved in the budding relationship that they had, so we weren't invested in it. Like, I know I wasn't.
I wasn't.
I was like, oh, that's different.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's what I'm saying. That's different. I don't want it. It's too much change. I hope she dies. And she did, and so I'm glad.
I didn't hope she died, but I did hope that we wouldn't have to be long and drawn out with the new Woodbury people. So I was super pleased that so many men, women, and children died in this last
You
episode.
are a horrible person. I'm just glad the chick died because I didn't want not want to see Tyre. Tyre, it was embarrassing to watch
Thought
for
it was
him.
sweet. I thought it was sweet. I will say that the little singing scene or whatever, that endeared me to him. And then the
Don't
fact
want to
that
see it. Like, unless it's a guy singing to me, I don't want to see intimate moments with people.
Oh, well, that's too late. American Horror Story last
Well, those
episode.
weren't endearing sweetheart memes. Those were very.
No.
I don't know
So
what I'm saying right now because I don't think it's good. Okay.
I think that that was endearing to me, and then the contrast of him so excited to see her with flowers that he obviously handpicked, in his hand.
Damn weeds. Okay, sorry.
Whatever, he picked them for her to make her feel better, that kind of thing. And then he's still standing there with these flowers in his hand with this look of horror on his face. And I don't know.
He's her charred body.
I know it's Uncle Owen and Aunt Rue, and like, I don't know. It just seemed like I understood why they had him singing, and I understood why they had him in love because they
It
wanted to
was
build
too
up that
much
scene.
too fast.
Well, she's dead now, so
But
he
you know,
can.
if they had drawn it out, I'd been like, oh my God, why is this taking so long? So, you know, really just disregard entirely what I said. Walking Dead writers, you're doing a good job.
I just want them to somehow bring back Shane.
I
Somehow.
know. I know. I miss Shane so much.
If you can invent a zombie virus, you can invent a time machine.
Yeah.
And
What?
so
Because I was like, oh yeah, because they could. And then I was like, well, what did she just say? Because I'm agreeing with something that's not right. Yeah, didn't they shoot him and chop off his head? You don't come back from that.
Yeah, that's why you need a time machine. But you wouldn't get a time machine to stop the zombie virus from happening. You would get a time machine to go back to Shane. Anyway,
Yeah.
that was wishful thinking. Want to move on to something else?
Yes, we're going to talk about Gravity, the film that just came out with Sarah Bullock and George
Sarah.
Clooney. I mean, Sandra, sorry, Sandra Bullock and George Sarah.
And George Clumble. Sorry.
So I was not gonna bother with this just yet, but I think you said it was a good watch. Am I
All
correct?
right. It was okay. I mean, me. It I think the reason why I didn't walk out was that it was a spectacular sight on the senses.
Wow, you actually considered walking out?
A little bit.
Really?
I will tell you the exact moment I considered it, but I think we should probably get into the movie. So,
Okay.
what are your impressions?
My first impressions of Gravity was I didn't really know what it was. I thought it was going to be like Apollo 13, not the horror film that you loved, the one with Tom Hanks. So I thought it
Yeah.
was going to be a lot like that, even though I didn't see that film, so I didn't really know if I should compare it to that. But I just thought it was going to be a really realistic, based on the previews, that just going to be something realistic. It was going to be nice to watch. And when I got there, it was like, I'm not sure, I'm sure they got things wrong, but to the layman, the non-space Uber person, Uber nerd, that everything looked really realistic and it looked like it was possible and looks like we were doing a what do you call those realistic films? Yeah,
Documentary.
it looks like we were doing a documentary instead of a drama. And I really appreciated things like the nausea in space and the Russians doing something asinine that put the whole mission and all of space into trouble. Didn't really like that it was the Russians because Russians are always the bad guys, but
Well, unless you're in Russia, then all of the
they're
Russian
good because
movies
they're
have
trouble.
America as the bad guy,
Yeah,
so there you
right.
go.
Yeah, it just a little old that if there's space and something Russians are always so but it was just kind of cool that one little thing that you can do in space can just, have a domino effect and just mess up a whole lot of stuff. And it was just to me a really just plain sci-fi movie without like the un the things that aren't realistic about, a snappy sci-fi movie like say Star Trek Into Darkness or something like that, because they had some of the
Sure.
same things in Star Trek Into Darkness where they had to use like little gases to maneuver and they were out in space and were trying to shoot into a hole, but it was all so slick and smooth and not really realistic. And here we get the cables and the big clumsy gloves and all the buttons and the levers and the dropping of tools, and we got to see how it was just really complicated and still clunky and still pretty dangerous out there, even though it's so far in the future and we think, hey, we should have flying cars and robots and stuff, and it's just not really like that out there. And it is very dangerous, and they really did a really good job of painting how dangerous it is, but and how much of an honor it is to get to go out there. So I really appreciated that about the film.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think that's pretty good kind of summary of the movie and why you should watch it. I enjoyed the realistic feel of, like, I've never been in space, so I don't know, whatever, what it really looks like, but to me it seemed fairly realistic at the opening scenes in the movie. George Clooney's character was slightly annoying because, I mean, I find him to be charming, but I also find him to play the same freaking character in almost every movie that I see him in. You know, that kind of like older dude with the boyish good looks, kind of Cary Grant, and he's got all, he knows all the right things to say, and you know, I just kind of found that to be kind of annoying and old. So I really liked the action of the movie was introduced so early in. I loved that poor Indian dude got like space trash to the face. That was awesome.
I knew he was gonna go mainly because from Star Trek 2009, there was the excited guy who was going on the mission with Sulu and Kirk, and he was all excited and kind of careless, and he died. And I was like, "You sound just like that one guy, and I think you're gonna die," and he died. So it
Yeah,
was a really
it was such
weird.
an afterthought for me. I didn't realize that he was, I forgot about him actually. And then I'm like, oh, he's not talking, so yeah, he probably died. And then they had this close up of space trash to the face. It was so cool. And then
It's gross.
it was awesome. And then when
Sick.
they're making their way, yes, I am. When they're making their way back to the shuttle, and that was totally trashed too. Then it was like, oh, so if they had made it back to the shuttle, they would probably be dead by
Oh,
now.
yeah.
That kind of thing. And so, yeah, that was cool. The MacGyver type stuff got a little old. I mean,
Like what?
just the different MacGyver type stuff they had to do. I did like that George Clooney solved their space trash like problem with math. That was so cool. She's like, how do you know that it's coming back in, you know, an hour or whatever, an hour and 30 minutes? And he's like, because of math. It was so great.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool because and it was kind of realistic, at least to my mind, that, well, yeah, it's traveling around the Earth, and the Earth is, it's on an orbit, and the Earth is, you know, the Earth is round, so it's gonna go back around. The gravity is going to be the problem here. Yeah, so anyway. So that was okay. But the, like, I'm coming to you with my little shuttle thing, and then I'm gonna constantly talk to Houston, even though they can't hear me, and then,
I love how Houston is always in space movies. It makes me happy. Oh.
yeah.
Sorry, hater.
Okay. And then when George Clooney, when he dies, or when, I don't know, I guess
Floats
when he.
off into death.
He floats off into nothingness in his his last heroic hurrah. I thought, yeah, she's gonna go after him, and they're gonna save him because he's George Clooney, and he can't die this early in the movie, but he totally did, and I was like,
Okay.
awesome.
Because
You know,
I don't
who
really
is that?
understand his reasoning.
Appeal?
No, his reasoning behind just letting go of whatever, because she did have her foot on that cable and he wasn't that much of a drag on her, and it looked like he could have just done a couple of things, are just held on for a little while, and they could have both been saved. And I just think he gave up and started listening to country music for no reason at all. It was just really bizarre to me.
Oh, he seems to be the heroic type, and he probably did some quick calculations in his head and realized that she would have better chances of living without him, you know. So that was whatever. It may or may not have been believable, but it's as believable as some of the other things
Yeah,
that we witnessed.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. I really enjoyed how we got to experience three space stations. She got to go on the American one, the Russian one, and a Chinese one, and I thought that was really great to to see her flipping through a paper manual to figure out what to do, that was so realistic. I love that so much because they have that there, and it's, they don't have everything memorized like in other science fiction films where people are just pressing buttons and spouting out lines. She had to literally find it and then find her way through the consoles in a different language. And I do like how on different stations everything is arranged the same, so you can still
Yeah,
know what to
that's
do.
most realistic. That is the most realistic, honestly. Some contractor made these escape modules or whatever and like decided to sell them to different countries, even though they're competitors in the space race. It's so great that's like we've got the exact same thing on every station. That was cool.
I love that.
However, we're coming to the part where I almost walked out. So she gets to the Russian station, and the fire thing actually was really cool.
Yeah, that was
I
cool.
was super impressed with the fire thing. And she makes it to the escape pod or whatever, and then she just kind of gives up. I'm like, no, that's not cool. And then George Clooney, magically delicious, he just comes to the freaking door and he's like, "Oh, hey, what's up, homie?" And like opens it up. And she's all like, "No, you don't want to do that." And then she kind of like turns her face and
Puts her hands over her eyes as he opens the hatchet
as
of
he
space
opens
air.
the hatch, right?
And
I'm like, I am walking out right now.
he sits down and she rolls her head over, still alive after being exposed to space. And they have a dainty conversation. And I was just like, what? This was so good.
Actually a woman who cheered at that point. I was like, are you kidding me right now? That is ridiculous what just happened before your eyes and you cheered. And so I was like, oh, that's it, I'm walking out. And then we find out she just had a freaking hallucination because of lack of oxygen.
I was so relieved that was a hallucination.
Me too. I was
Oh
like,
my God.
no, George Clooney needs to be dead. I was like, oh my God, are they actually going this way? Is this actually happening? Is this movie like imploding before my very eyes? It is. And then the woman cheered and I'm like, I'm getting up. I'm getting up. And then Sandra Bullock brings it back to reality.
Wait, do you walk out on a lot of
No, just the dumb ones. Just the dumbass things that I'd rather have my time back for.
I was concerned because everything else I was, suspending my belief for, but that was too much. That was
That was
way
way too much.
because you can't. After everything was just so realistic or tried to be realistic, it just really burned my butt that they would do that. And so I'm
Yeah.
glad
You know
that.
what that was like? That was like the freaking close up of the zombie baby in Dawn of the Dead remake. That's what that was. I was like, this movie's going down. There is no coming back from George Clooney opening the space door and just chilling out like Tuesdays with Maury. No. I couldn't. I just could not. And then she brought it back home. I was so happy. There's a payoff, though, right? There was a payoff. She suddenly remembered that she had the little landing rockets. That was okay. I'm okay with that. And it was in her own freaking head. She didn't need knight in shining space gear coming in to tell her. It was her own head, so she saved herself, which really and truly, for me, That saved the movie because my butt sat down in the chair and I was like, all right, I'll give you one more shot. But if George Clooney happens again, we have issues.
I like that they killed him off because, like you said, he was really obnoxious and he was just hamming it up too much. You know, he was too much. And so I'm glad that she got to go on her own little personal journey and it showed that she had strength because she was being, I don't know, kind of helpless early on, like, I don't know what to do and blah, blah. And I just kind of felt it was a little bit unrealistic that she was that unprepared for a lot of the things. And if she was, I mean, they should have known that she would have nausea and that many issues. So I don't think that she would have gotten to go up. But apparently she was an expert and they needed her. So I guess they just let her through or something.
Well, she had several training, I don't know. I mean, there's so much about the story that you're just kind of have to accept. Like, okay, so she clearly passed the rigorous tests that it took to even make it onto the shuttle, so that's that.
Yeah, but if she
But
experienced nausea like that, I mean, that's something you could catch right there on Earth.
well, here's the thing. Oh, there's lots of reasons for nausea, and she was experiencing several of those things, like extremely fast spinning.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah, she was experiencing that. She was also experiencing low oxygen and high carbon
So
monoxide,
she was nauseous at the beginning of the film before
carbon dioxide.
anything went
Sorry.
wrong, before everything was just okay, nothing was wrong, she was experiencing nausea at the beginning of the film.
Well, but still, like, that could be of a lot of things, like
Well, no,
sleepwalk.
I accept that, but I'm just saying, not after, you know, stuff going starts to go wrong. Of course, you're gonna have everything. But at the beginning, when everything was A-okay, she was having
I'm
nausea,
just
and it's just
glad it wasn't diarrhea, because can you imagine what that would have been like?
no, actually.
I
Because
mean,
have you
it
seen
wasn't
videos?
mentioned.
Have you seen the videos of them washing hair in space? And it looks very weird. So I wonder what it's like. Okay, we're not gonna think about this. We're not gonna talk about pooping in space.
This is why people never go to the bathroom in space movies, because nobody wants to deal with it. You know?
I don't want to
Nobody
deal with
wants
it.
to deal with the
Let's just
subject.
walk away. Let's just walk away.
Okay. My opinion is on the record. Just have to
The opinion on
say.
what?
That how are we gonna know how to deal with bathrooms in space if we never get to know about bathrooms in space?
Something else. We're going to talk about something else. Let's talk about how Sandra Bullock only had a tank top and underwear underneath her space gear. Is that realistic?
Weaver, though,
It
for
was.
me.
It was totally that. But I thought, like, maybe underneath there you'd have like an undersuit and not just be naked
Man,
in the spacesuit.
I don't even know, but her bod was rocking, though. She had major muscles happening.
That's fine. And I wasn't offended. I just found it weird there was not an undersuit in the spacesuit that would
Yeah.
protect you from rubbing up against spacesuit, like, so you wouldn't get like rash, space rash.
I don't know. Maybe somebody did some kind of research on having to do the bathroom in space, and extra layers were a problem. So then you just had
Well, then how
simple.
would she go to the restroom in space? Because there were no tubing or anything
There
like
were
that.
diapers. I thought astronauts wore diapers, because remember that
Oh,
one?
yeah. No. She didn't wear
Remember that
astronaut
crazy
diapers.
lady
She didn't,
who
they
was
were
like
not
driving
astronaut diapers. They were actually
the bed?
diapers from the grocery store that you can get for like old people who can't control themselves. And she wanted to get to Florida like really fast. So she wore those so she didn't have to go to the restroom.
Stop.
So they were not astronaut diapers. They were just astronaut diapers because
They were
she
just
was an astronaut.
diapers that happened to be on an
That's
astronaut
right. So people just like shortcut astronaut diapers and that's how that.
who.
But I
Okay.
don't think astronauts. Well, we'd have to ask Carl because he's our expert on stuff we don't know about, but he doesn't know about anything either. So I don't know how we.
Maybe we can just cut this because I don't know how much more I can handle talking about bathrooms. And I'm the one that brought it up.
Yeah, you did. And I said I didn't want to discuss
Hopefully
it.
you did bring it
So,
up. And
okay.
then we talked about astronaut diapers. So
Okay, so this film had to me a satisfying ending. Oh, also, well, before we go to the ending, so you said it was really good, the space fire, and I thought the second debris action part was really good when she was on her own and she had to like undo a screw or something to get something to move, and she was out there by herself, and all was good, but a de falling debris was coming to her, and oh, she had to get rid of the parachute.
I loved the parachute sequence where she's trying, desperately to escape. I loved that the debris was on a timer. I mean, because it was a constant threat, and so it put her under even more pressure. Whereas she had only had the debris happen once and was trying to deal with getting back home, it wouldn't have been. Oh, first of all, it wouldn't have been as realistic, but it wouldn't have been as engaging, I don't think. So I did really like that. And for me, the name of the movie was kind of like Catfish. You're like, I know that this is probably symbolic for some stupid reason, but this is what you name your music album. You don't really name your movie Gravity. It's just annoying. It's kind of emo and cute. But, I will say,
It
know. To me, it just sounded
was
like
fine.
freaking Canadian pop music or something. Like, ugh.
It's fine. Come on. You're so negative. It was okay. I liked it. I thought some of the visuals was kind of they were understated, but really great special effects that were happening in this movie, and everything was just so kind of slow, and I couldn't tell what was CGI, what wasn't. I mean, of course, we know what it was, but everything looked real. Everything looked like they went out
Oh,
into
yeah.
space and filmed this. Neil deGrasse Tyson went on a rant on Twitter about all the things that were wrong with the film. But he still enjoyed it. And, I guess he understood and other people understood that, it's a film. I think they did a really good job on making it look realistic to the layperson.
To
It
me,
was fun.
it was a fairy tale. I was watching a fairy tale,
A
and that's
space fairy
fine.
tale.
Yeah, a space fairy tale, and that's fine. It was enjoyable. I'm glad that she got saved. That's great, and I'm
She
glad
saved
her.
herself.
Yeah, exactly. She saved herself. It's not even passive. She actively saved herself. So that's cool. I will say that I will not be watching this movie again unless it's in 3D because that is the only reason why you watch this movie. You watch it in 3D to
Did you
experience
watch it in
that because
3D?
I did watch it in
Oh,
3D.
okay,
It
me too.
was breathtaking. It was
Yeah.
absolutely beautiful. However, if I were to see this movie on my TV at home, if I were to rent it, meh, meh. I mean, I don't think I would see this movie again.
I mean,
And
it depends. It depends.
if I were to recommend it, I would say you have to see it in the theaters, in IMAX or in real 3D or whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the end was satisfying because, I mean, it spoke to just, basic human overcoming something that was really hard and getting back home to a safe place. And I really like her kissing the earth when she finally gets back on it. I mean, even landing in the water was hard for her. I thought she was gonna have to fight with the parachute and she was gonna die underwater. So
Oh man, I would have loved that ending. That would have
oh my
been
God,
awesome.
that would
Talk
I
about it would have been like gravity gravitas, like awesome in every way, but
have. Because it would have been
can't have
so
everything.
depressing. It would have been so depressing for her
It
to
would
walk
have
back
been
in.
awesome.
No! She would come all that way just to die on Earth underwater. That would have been,
Yes.
I would have, no. No.
For sure. That would have been amazing. I would have been all over this movie.
Puppy.
I am.
But I don't know. I don't know. I really enjoy. I took to this one because it was just such a simple story. It only had three characters in it, and it was just so simple and clean and wholesome. And it was just something that I never expect I'd want to watch and be engaged with. And I liked it a lot, and I'm glad I saw it.
I'm not quite there, but it was enjoyable. I
What
mean,
made
I guess I'm a little bit indifferent to whether or not I saw it. I think that it was pretty.
So, would you rather rewatch Gravity
Apollo,
or
uh-oh.
Apollo 18?
You know the answer to that.
You suck. Apollo 18 was horrible.
But seriously though, how long have we known each other?
Since Apollo 18. Wasn't that your first
So
role?
that was my first podcast, and you guys just totally were like, I don't know about you. And then it became a beautiful friendship. So we owe a lot to that movie, and there you go.
Vitamin G was all happy, and it was like we got out here. You're like, I love this. This was epic, and we were like, no. No. Oh, no, not in my house. Yeah, so, she's special, and we love her because of her specialness.
You know what? You've got a little bit of that in you too, but apparently you're okay with people living to the end of the movie and stuff. Whatever.
Because I'm normal. Want me to pay for Apollo 18, $2.99 to watch it on Google Play? I think not.
I'm
Anyway.
sorry.
Anyway, so yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have more shows to cover. What else are you watching?
I'm watching The Americans. I'm watching Grimm. My
Have you
friend ran
watched the, I'm
circles.
sorry to cut you off. Did you watch the premiere?
No, not yet. But my friend Randall is one of the zombies in it.
Oh.
Yeah, so
Which one?
we've.
Zombie number 32.
He's bald zombie number something. Anyway, I love that Grimm is such a Portland show. I mean, everybody is behind it here, and lots of people just are jumping or chomping at the bit to be an extra. And I think that's really cool. And it's certainly cool to see your friends actually in the episodes.
Yeah.
So,
When are you going to be on the episode?
I don't know. I might take a couple of days off because when you're an extra, you have to be available for the entire day, and it's like a 16-hour day. So you literally have to take days off of work if you want to be an extra. But I might do that in the summertime when they're shooting again, because in the Grimm world, it never rains in Portland. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a we know the reality of that. So we will continue to discuss The Walking Dead and American Horror Story here on the Sci-Fi Party Line to give you updates on the WTFness of it all. And if you would like to leave us a comment and let us know what you thought about these two shows, we'd love that. Go to sci-fipartyline.com. We're on Twitter at Sci-Fi Party Line. We're on Facebook, Google Plus, and Stitcher Radio. And thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
end of line.